For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We're talking about Infinity Podcast.
Is that a vuvuzela? Are you being a vuvuzela? That's perfect.
Wow. I thought his name was Carter. Welcome to Two Chunks. My name is Jordan, and I'm here today.
This week, I'll be playing the role of Doge, and today's punchline is, he sent in his subs.
How?
What did the sandwich artist do at halftime?
Oh, I love that. He sent in his subs.
How did the Hamburglar win the basketball tournament?
Nope. You think the Hamburglar has subs?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get way out there.
He sent in his mixed subs. The Hamburglar did. Incorrect on both counts.
Oh.
What did the manager do when the pitch became flooded? He sent on his subs.
His subs.
Like submarines?
Got me.
It's funny football jokes.
Yeah, this is
not U.S. football.
It's a food forward podcast.
Across the pond football.
Yeah. Wow. Some would call us a pop culture or movie podcast. We're kind of a food forward podcast. Honestly,
the fact that we thought sandwiches almost more than anything else,
you guys were immediately like, he's talking about long sandwich.
He's talking about
for
just
sure
a long
he's
sandwich.
About long sandwich.
My first
today we're talking first about podcasts. Thought. It's an infinity podcast
sure
because
is.
We have the very infinite Kyle with us today of Infinity FC, of Dallas's only professional rec league soccer team. Two Chunks being one of the main partners. Also Lexa Sport, Cultivar, Soccer Innovations, Crossbar, Soccer and Beer, Jack Mason. These are our winter 2024 winter champions.
Wow.
Here we have the inevitable, the infinite. Kyle. Welcome, Kyle, to Two Chunks.
Thank you.
We're so glad
here.
To have you today. Finally awesome. Made this happen.
I'm excited to be here. I know it's been a while.
Man.
Been talking about it for a little bit.
Been talking about Infinity for so long, and it's finally here. And we're
finally
so glad
here.
To have you. We've got a fun plan to have some playing some games, talk some Infinity FC with Kyle. It's a wonder that we were even able to have access to you with how well the club's been doing. And so probably the biggest celeb we've had on this podcast today to get anybody out here. It was not easy, but we did it. It took about 2.5 years, but we're here. And
we're finally
pinch,
here.
Pinch me,
this
I guess.
2.5 years of daily emails finally paid off. It just turns out
I finally saw them.
If you fill someone's inbox up to the top.
I'd never checked my spam folder before, and then one day I saw it, and I was like, oh, I should go on
you
the
You know, what's
on
going
show.
On over here?
Said, yeah, sure, I'll throw him a bone.
It's the same thing as when they're like, put your business card in here, and you can win a free lunch. So you just fill the entire bucket with your own business card, so eventually they will have
got
to pull your name.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Back to lunch, back to food again.
You gotta be, talking about food, certainly. But look, I think it's pretty obvious if you've ever listened to the show that all three of us are pretty huge sports guys. We all know a lot about sports. We all keep up with sports. And so I'll ask the question that I think all of our listeners want to know as somebody tapped into the sports space. Now, what you play, Kyle, is called soccer?
Yes, that is
okay,
technically correct if you're in the United States.
Yeah, and that's...
It changes when you go other
also
places.
Also known as football.
Sure. Football.
in most of the rest of the world. Footy.
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 Colloquial term.
Yeah.
Wow. And what's your favorite FIFA Street game?
I don't even, maybe the original. Was it the
first
one?
I don't even know if there was more than one. I have no idea.
I don't know how many there's been.
I thought there was maybe two or three, but first one I played in the mid-2000s was amazing.
Yeah. I played the dog out of that FIFA Street.
There it is, dude. That's the crossover that we need. This is how we get them to talk sports. It's sports video games.
Video game soccer came true. That's what I'm to understand.
Yeah, they actually made a real thing. FIFA Street was so successful. They made it bigger. They put it on grass. They've done all these different things since FIFA Street
came out. Rocket League.
It's been impressive.
Wow. And ironically, Rocket League with people.
Ironically, I think the worst, I don't think I've ever actually told anybody this, but what actually got me interested in soccer was actually playing FIFA. So one of my best friends played soccer.
Amazing.
He's on the team. And I never played soccer. I played FIFA with him and he got me into the game. And then one day I was like, you know what? I want to get some more cardio in my exercise routine.
Boy, that'll do it.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to hit him up and try to play some soccer. But I actually had never had any interest in playing soccer until I started more regularly playing FIFA.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
That's so fun.
Greatest sports game
FIFA
of all time.
Bringing the world together.
Started as an adult.
Something too, and it does appear that your soul is now back in your body. But Jordan and I had the opportunity to announce live a host the Lone Striker Showdown. Can't believe that was in 2023. And we saw a move. I just want to see how you feel about it today and how often you think about it. We saw a move where one of your good friends, I believe it's a rainbow, they did a move on you on a one-on-one to where they flipped the ball over their back and over your head in front of people. Oof. In front of people.
Oof. I don't remember it that well.
Yeah,
honestly.
Okay.
That happens with trauma a lot from what I understand.
Yeah, kind of block it out. Yeah, I believe that was Josh, our team captain. And
let's go, Josh.
Lead on defense.
He's captain for a reason, you know?
He's captain, and he wanted to make it known that day, so he had to.
I think even he was shocked. I think even he was like,
yeah, it's a tough move. It's tough to pull off. Under pressure also is not easy to be in a competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I fell to the ground, definitely. And
I want to say somebody lost a shoe. I don't remember who, but I want to say someone came out of a shoe at some point.
There were shoes everywhere, to be honest. So it's hard to know who was impacted. But yeah, that was a moment. It definitely happened. It is not something I think about often because then it makes me sad. And so I try to avoid it. I try not to hold it against him every Monday night when we go play. And, you know, hopefully he starts doing it to the opponents now that he's heard it on this podcast.
Y'all are currently, is it a spring season? How many seasons do you guys have per calendar
year? We are basically in an indefinite season. So we are, the reason we are Dallas's only professional rec league soccer team is because we don't take time off. We play year round.
Yeah.
Pros, they got breaks and stuff and, you know, they're not as dedicated, but we play year round in Arena, which is a local co-ed rec league. And they play at a park in Central Plano. And the only time that we don't have a season is whenever there's some scheduled maintenance at the park. So we try to play year round, spring, summer, fall, winter, inclement weather. Our last championship, our gold division championship, which is the upper tier, was pretty cinematic. I think we won in pouring rain and both games, our semifinal and our final went to overtime. And it was literally like a movie. It was very odd. Everybody was talking about how ridiculous it was that we were playing. It's just like pouring rain. They had changed their rules. They'd used to have to shut down if there was like lightning within like 10 miles or something. And then they had changed it to where it was like, it was only within a certain parameter or something. So we actually played and it was just like drenching the entire time. It was just pouring rain. And so we were all just like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is the most cinematic experience we've ever had. And then we went
everybody somehow heard Aerosmith at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, wow, what's happening?
Dream On was playing in the background. So it was crazy. So we play year round and it's fun. And you know, you get experience everything. You get the 105 degree nights at 6:45 p.m. and you get the freezing cold, you know, frozen rain in the winter.
Amazing. Yeah. I've got to imagine, like, also Infinity FC, y'all just very clearly are a step above, like, when you see y'all's kits. Like, it's just the sickest stuff. Do you ever feel a bit like Globo Gym? Like, do you feel like a villain when you walk into a place and it looks like you just have so much more money? And then there's just these people who've just kind of thrown together their sandlot of arena soccer. Like, what do you do? Like,
it is kind of so. I don't want to take full ownership and full like credit for it, but I will say there are a lot more matching teams in our league now since we had started about 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's been kind of cool to like go out there and actually have opponents now more often that have custom jerseys, even if they're not like, you know, fully custom where they designed them. They're just like all matching and they take the time to go out and buy stuff to kind of look more like a full on team. And so it's fun for us to get to go play people like that. We had a team that is kind of done similar things as us and really taken it a little more serious called Dark Horse Football Club. They're super awesome. They're friends of ours. We love playing against them when we do. We've kind of been in different different divisions the past couple seasons, but always a fun game against them. And they come on with fully custom design gear and everything too.
Cool.
And so we've seen a slow increase in the amount of other teams that have started to kind of look like us.
Cool.
So it's been fun. And it is kind of funny. Like you'll go out and you'll play a team and you know, it's all just t-shirts or mismatching or whatever. And we're kind of just like, man, it's kind of lame. Like, I wish you guys were matching like this. a little bit easier to identify.
Oh, I love that.
But I do love Ben Stiller. And I mean,
sure.
Global
shout out Severance. No spoilers, please. Yeah. I'm only like halfway through.
Yeah, at a certain point,
that crossover is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as Adam Scott started throwing dodgeballs at people, I was like, oh, it's a prequel.
Yeah. It's a prequel. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Just a long form for his, because they're doing the sequel soon. Just like getting people ready for dodgeball.
We are, we're about to get into some sillier stuff, but I just wanted to give you a chance here at the top before we get into some of the more fun stuff. We like to give guests on the pod an opportunity to just talk about something that matters to them, talk about something important to them. And our listeners love connection. They're huge fans of like, they want to see your heart before they see you do something stupid. And so, tell us a little bit about something that's important to you or near and dear to you.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think obviously Infinity is something that's important to me and something that's been important to a lot of people on the team and that we love. I mean, we started it with the intention of just making our friends on the team laugh. And so a lot of the content that we do, a lot of the ideas we have, a lot of the stuff that we want to do with the team is more, we don't want necessarily soccer fans to follow us on Instagram because they love soccer. We want anybody to be able to open up Instagram, scroll, see one of our posts, chuckle, and then, you know, move on with their day. It's totally fine. So our entire goal is like, and my goal in kind of starting it was just like, can I make some of the other players laugh with some of the ridiculousness that we can post online and make it kind of look, you know, like we're a full on professional team. And so it's been fun. And I think everybody really appreciates a lot of the efforts that go into the team and what we do and some of the events we've had and sponsors we've worked with and gear that we've gotten and kind of hookups. Soccer Innovations has been great and has given us practice balls. Lexa obviously does a great job with our kits and everything. Crossbar has been awesome, kind of host us a few times.
Really cool and place.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's been great. Jack Mason and Cultivar, huge shout out for like being our first like real major sponsors that paid for our entire team's kits and everything and really treated us well. So it's been fun and like it's been a really cool process to be able to just approach it with just like, let's just be funny. Like I want your listeners to follow us and be like, oh, we enjoy following this team, not because we care that much about soccer, but because they're always doing something ridiculous. And it's actually hilarious to pop open our Instagram and never know what they're going to say or do next.
Kyle, you've come to the right community, my friend.
That's true. Because,
I think
it very much also sounds like how Two Chunks got started, which is just great. Yeah. I remember, I'm good friends with Carlos Mendez, who's a new father, by the way. Congrats, Carlos.
Wow. Congrats, Carlos.
Congrats.
And is that the first Infinity baby? It can't be.
I think it is actually the first Infinity baby. Yeah.
Wow.
And Josh, who rainbowed me.
Yeah.
Has one on the way as well.
Come on.
So, wow. Congrats.
Congrats,
wow.
Josh.
Generational. That's amazing.
And then, but me and three others, within a span of about 5 weeks, four of our players all got engaged. So
wow,
me, three others, we all proposed within the same time frame. So it was kind of random. So now a lot of our team has a lot of big events coming up.
That's crazy. I love that. Yeah, I just asked when are you due, but what I meant is when is your wedding? When's your wedding?
That one I'm not sure of yet. We'll see.
Planning phase. Yeah, it was just so fun to follow Carlos because he's the keeper or has been the keeper for Infinity FC, and just to see like the tunnel walkthroughs, which is such a fun part of sport in general, just to see the fits of people walking to the arena. And I was just like, what is going on? Does he even have a job anymore? Is he a professional soccer player?
That was our goal. I mean, we were just like,
you did it, man. Let's
make people think that this is real. We're at some stadium.
You got our attention for sure. And so I mean, that's perfect.
And that's kind of the biggest, I think for me, that's like the most indicative kind of reaction and information on success is just like, I get to hear that somebody finally, you know, talks to me after seeing someone else's post. This is the kind of like real long chain of like, you know, Carter saw Carlos post it. Carlos didn't even know we were going to be doing this with the team. And he was just like, this is hilarious. And he started sharing it and really being supportive. And then, you know, I get to find out that Carter's like, you know, there's a moment where he's like, what the hell is going on? Did this guy quit his job? Is he actually a pro soccer player? Does he have a home anymore? I don't even know. He's flying all over the place. He's in stadiums and different weird outfits. And so like that to me is like super gratifying and really encouraging to hear that, because that's like what we're going after is just for some
perfect
person, three people removed, to be like, wait, what the hell is this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, mission accomplished for sure.
Thank you.
That's great, man. The other mission that we have to accomplish is we are contractually obligated to play this game with any guest that comes on.
You're going to love it. You can't.
There's only one option, which is to love it. This game is a little something we cooked up in the Two Chunks Test Kitchens. It's called Tim Allen Presents Wild Hogs. And that's sort of the whole title of the game. And basically, here's how it works. We have used the power of the internet to look up. Usually it's on DeviantArt. Sometimes it's somewhere else. But I don't know how much you know about Sonic the Hedgehog fans on the internet, but they like to create their own characters. So what we have done is they started.
Love it. Yeah. Oh, they can't stop them. That's like their favorite is to be like, I like this hedgehog. Now I'm going to make one.
Yeah. And we're starting with one that I think will be fun, because this is Kyle the Hedgehog. And here's how this is going to go. So for this game, the three of you will describe to me what you believe Kyle the Hedgehog is, I will say. It could be what he looks like.
I can't play this sitting down. Sorry, I can't get my desk moving.
Yeah, just go ahead and take about 3 minutes to get that desk converted to standing. And we'll go from there.
It's manual. I have to crank it. It takes a really long time.
It's a pull start.
I'll be really out of breath when it's done, but it's going to be great.
But yeah, so basically the three of you will describe, and whoever I deem the closest to the essence of Kyle the Hedgehog will win and get to name the next hedgehog in the sequence. Does that make sense? It's okay if it doesn't, because it really doesn't need to.
Yeah, we're just trying to get the closest to this hog as we possibly can. You know,
so it's already generated.
The hog exists.
We're throwing ideas of like, what do we think this looks like?
Okay, yes, gotcha.
Someone made this. This is not like AI art. Like someone drew this hedgehog and probably in this case came up with, well, the description of this is, I never draw Sonic characters. This was a stupid idea. WTF is this? So usually they have a little more of an enthusiastic.
Low self-esteem.
Usually they're excited about their creations, but this is more of a Dr. Frankenstein situation where he is in fact afraid of his own creations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Steve Buscemi from Spy Kids 2, maybe. let's go ahead and begin. Tell me, who is Kyle the Hedgehog?
I'm going to jump right out right at the beginning.
All right.
Kyle the Hedgehog is green.
Okay.
That's so interesting.
As is the grass of the pitch of the football match.
I was actually thinking the same thing.
Okay. I was going to say blonde. I don't know if we've had that yet, but like a yellow gold
yellow
of some kind.
Which traditionally, according to Sonic lore, would indicate possession of the Chaos Emeralds, going Super Saiyan. Well, Supersonic. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Super Saiyan. Soccer ball would be too perfect. I don't think that we have found this.
Yeah, keep in mind, this isn't Infinity Kyle the Hedgehog. This is just
not Infinity Kyle the Hedgehog. Hedgehog. This is Kyle the Hedgehog.
Regular Kyle.
This is finite Kyle the Hedgehog.
I think terrestrial Kyle.
I think there's some jewelry. I think there's some ice on Kyle the Hedgehog. I think we've got a necklace, perhaps. I think we might have there's often a weapon. I'm not going to say brass. I'm just going to say brass knuckles. I'm just going to say it.
Brass I'm gonna say knuckles. A hat too. Maybe a hat.
Okay.
Oh.
Or love that.
Baseball cap backwards or something.
I like a hat.
Shorts.
Jeans.
Sorry, Carter. You're close. Wrong.
Close. Wrong.
I believe you meant jeans.
Black shoes. I'm going to say black shoes.
Man, I love this specificity there.
Anybody else got any last minute guesses to get in under the wire here for Kyle the Hedgehog?
Sunshades.
Fingerless gloves.
Okay.
You act like torn? That's just coming to your mind. You always
torn
say
or
fingerless gloves.
The one that flips over.
You know what? I think chewed off in English class.
Nice.
What?
Like through a hoodie, through the
that
sleeves of
so
a hoodie.
Sounds so personal.
Okay.
I think chewed off in Mrs. Williams' home period.
I'm up until the very end, we had a winner with one correct. But then we had someone slide in Indiana Jones style and grab a second correct. So with a tie of 1-1, this one goes to Doge and Kyle. And really I'm nice. Sending the link in the chat right now.
We just rainbowed this hog over you, Carter.
Dang.
That's embarrassing.
Now
That's
I embarrassing. Feel it.
Feel free to click that link and check out Kyle the Hedgehog with fingerless gloves for Doge and hat for Kyle. I almost gave you blonde, Carter, but it really is more orange, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, fingerless gloves. They didn't betray me.
This is great, though. Yeah, this is actually
right? Like why is this person embarrassed? This is great.
This is awesome.
I thought like, it was going to be because it sounds a little bit like Doge sometimes when he creates. And I was like, this means they're brilliant.
Right. Wait, this is made by Kyle Draw. Kyle made himself as a hedgehog.
Yes.
Maybe that's embarrassing. It's his hogsona.
His hogsona, yeah.
He's got his own like logo too. He's got a sleeve action. These are like fingerless long gloves. What would you call
them? Yeah. Fingerless gloves. You just gotta extend the word out.
Gloves.
Go to a ball. Go to a banquet in an alleyway.
Yes.
Gloves.
Just, you know. Because it's polite, I'm going to let Kyle pick the name of the next hog.
I happily seed. So when I played soccer, we started it with a coin toss in the middle. I'm not sure if they do that anywhere other than the big leagues where I cut my teeth. But let's say we tied on this coin toss, and I'm going to defer it to Kyle. Mm. It stood on edge.
What's our
Kyle,
next hog?
I need you to tap into the Hogiverse and pull any name.
First time in. First time
any
in.
Name. Yeah, it'll be great.
Welcome.
It'll be
welcome.
Great. The water
I'm in the
is warm.
For the first time.
Any
I'm gonna
name
say
that you can pull.
Any name. I'm gonna go with Hubert.
Okay.
Hubert the Hedgehog.
The Hedgehog. Hog the Hedge Hubert.
Don't let me down. Okay, time out. There is a children's book apparently called Hubert the Hedgehog. And because
Kyle
of
immediately
that,
into like just a
you
therapy
really
session
into the Hogiverse.
He also remembers Hubert from his childhood.
Yeah.
Genuinely, all of these results are just stuffed hedgehogs. Well, not all of them.
Okay, I have a suggestion then. What if you do Hubert the Hedgehog and then we're going to hack the mainframe a little bit and in quotes put the word Sonic? That will mean Google has to return results with the word Sonic in it.
Outsmart the machines.
Programmer.
Okay. Does everybody trust me?
Yeah. I mean, Kyle just
depends.
Yeah.
Kyle said, yeah.
Kyle has the most reason not to.
Yeah, I'll take that.
That's comfortable with me. Here's what's going to happen. Is this a real character?
In the Hoggiverse?
Yes. This is not fan drawn. This is real.
Wow. We're the first time in the Hoggiverse and I pulled out a real character.
Gosh, dude.
Can't believe it.
Well, I'll say this. You got about 60% of the way to a real character because, friends, I'm going to need you to explain, describe, and identify to me Hubert Quack.
It's a duck. Do I get a point? I'll get a point for that.
Got it in one. Got it in one. This is crazy, dude.
Hubert Quack?
Yeah.
Doctor? Psychiatrist?
Hubert Quack. Dr. Hubert Quack.
Dr. Hubert Quack, MD. Hubert Quack, I think in a departure from what we normally see from cartoon ducks, no shirt, yes pants.
Wow. So he does get some like service.
That. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say we have like an open shirt. I think it's like a button up, but it's open.
Oh, yeah.
Like a jacket looking vibe.
He's ready to party.
There's like nothing underneath. Yeah.
He's on island time.
Uh-huh. He's on island time.
It's floral print.
Floral I don't think he wears shoes. I think we got to show those webbed feet. So I think it's shoeless. Shoeless Hugh. Some would call him.
I like it. Anything else?
Anything speaking
out?
To you? Kyle, what do you think about?
Light blue. Light blue.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. We need to get the color here.
Also, kind of a doctor color, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of scrubby. Yeah.
I'm going to go yellow again. I'm going to go gold on that one. It's kind of basic, but.
Can anyone identify sort of like, is there like a general vibe that you're picking up from the Hoggiverse, from the hog stream? Can you dip your toes in and feel anything?
Yeah. As I dip my hand in the rushing water here in the Hoggiverse, I pull it out. I touch it to my tongue. It's warm. It's sweet.
I wouldn't do that.
I think that he is a villain. I think this is a villainous character.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
I imagine Hubert to be kind of our duck in the chair in a way, kind of running the mission control, smart looking vibe. So I'll say glasses.
Interesting.
You know, it tends to be.
Yeah, it does. That's correct.
I almost get like communicate your characteristic.
I almost get like a villainously laid back, like apathy, almost apathetic.
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
See, I was going for like because I would bet that he was created in the 80s or 90s. And I think like a very thinly veiled reference to fascist regimes of the 20th century.
Wow.
Like,
what is
like,
happening?
No, listen. Like, I think
I was just in Poland.
He's like a scary doctor with little round glasses. And he's like, Sonic, you have fallen into my trap. I have taken all of your rings, Sonic.
And he's wearing them.
Yeah, and he has them on his feathers.
I can't wait any longer. I'm going to just go ahead and send this. Please, everybody, join me in looking at Hubert Quack.
Not even close.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Hey,
because I'm not giving Carter credit for barefoot, only because it seems obvious that the duck has to show the webbed feet. That means it's one for Carter with yellow.
Yeah.
It is two for Kyle. I'm giving you light blue for the eyes, but really what you described to me with a casually villainous, that's a little stinker to me. A little stinker is casually villainous.
Sure.
And this man is a little stinker with that,
I can see that
folded
for sure.
arm, just sort of like, that's a little stinker if I've ever seen one. Doge gets 0 points.
0 points, but some would say the most interesting character that I created.
I really do. I would like to see your sort of like fascist duck doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is just interested in Sonic's rings for nondescript reasons.
In the torture chamber, he's like, oh, we will make you quack.
Well, anyway, that is Tim Allen. That is Two Chunks Presents. Tim Allen Presents Wild Hogs. And Kyle, thank you for playing. We really appreciate it. Hubert Quack, everybody. Hubert
Quack. That's phenomenal. Hubert. Little Hugh.
Little Hugh?
Huey.
That's weird for there to be a Huey, Dewey, and Louie. And then we got Hubert Quack.
Is it? Or did they tap into the hogosphere, dude?
Yeah.
Maybe that's
there's, maybe there's stuff I don't know about duck culture.
You
maybe that's me. A really important name for them.
Maybe that's
you
what
tell
they
me.
Did. Fair enough. Do we got time for another game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play.
I don't like that.
Kyle.
Oh.
You a movie guy?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Let's test that.
All right.
I want to play a game.
I like your mildly aggressive. Like, let's test that.
That's yeah. a little stinky.
You're already picking
that
up.
That was some Hubert
already,
Quack.
That's I feel a little stinky. Bit of animosity. He's like, oh, you're a movie guy, huh? Okay.
We'll you're see.
Do you
enjoy watching movies?
Yeah, exactly. This is a well, quack. This is an evil duck thing right now.
It's an evil duck thing a little bit. I want us to play a special soccer, footy football themed extra yeah. credit.
Oh,
It's been a bit, but Extra Credit is a game in which we use the IMDb algorithm. If you've ever navigated the Internet Movie Database and clicked on an actor or somebody involved in the movie industry, it'll give you their top four known fours. And so we use those known fours, which are chaos, by the way, on IMDb, to play Extra Credit. So you'll have four guesses per actor or actress, and there'll be three of them. And so you'll have a total of 12 guesses. You really only need to get nine of those correct to win. But the thing about the extra credit of it all is if you guess all four of somebody's known for, you get an extra point. So you can get 15, but you only need nine. And so I want us to pull from the soccer sphere. There's a lot of great soccer movies out there. And I want us to start with the classic. We've actually done this on the podcast, Bend It Like Beckham. Mm. And let's do Keira Knightley. I want to know the known four, and I'm just giving these to you rather than giving the pool of things to choose from.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a little
fine.
Bit more difficult today, but I'm loving the chemistry here with Kyle. I think we could pull this off, but I need the top four known fours for Keira Knightley.
Right off the jump, it must be Pride and Prejudice. Mm-hmm. It must be the first Pirates of the Caribbean.
You think the first?
I do think the first. And I think it must be Bend It Like Beckham. I think that's a three right there.
I think there is no universe in which Bend It Like Beckham is in her top four on IMDb.
I kind of agree. I think so too. I think...
you don't think there's two pirates?
I don't.
All right.
I think there's got to... I think... Okay. I don't know how many I think there are. But I do think that however many there are, one of them is the Curse of the Black Pearl.
That's fair.
Certainly.
Kyle, what are you feeling?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go two pirates. I think there actually will be two pirates because I remember how big those were at the time. And I know mm-hmm. they've kind of tapered off a little bit in popularity. But I think based on the timeline of back then, I think it's probably what she's most known for. I think Pride and Prejudice. And I don't think Bend It Like Beckham's in there, but I also
interesting because I kind of thought soccer was like your whole deal.
It's like why do the you, only thing I do. But
so like, why do you hate that movie? I guess is what I want to know.
Definitely don't hate it. I can't think of a fourth off the top of my head of Keira Knightley.
Okay, let's go one at a time.
So I guess yeah,
we want to lock in.
Guy.
Let's lock in which pirates we want to lock in.
Black Pearl for sure. I think. Let's lock it in.
Lock it in.
Kyle, do you lock it in?
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one on her known for.
Yeah.
You better start believing in acting credits, Mrs. Turner.
Wow.
Pride and Prejudice yeah. is the next most obvious to me.
Yep.
I think we just go ahead and lock that one in.
Lock it
yeah,
in.
Yeah, agree.
Bing, 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 bing. Number two.
Mm.
Y'all are two for two. Pretty good start.
Stop.
Pretty good start.
Probably the biggest Keira Knightley fans in the world, so that surprised me.
Yeah, sure.
What's the second Pirates of the Caribbean movie called?
Dead Man's Chest.
That's right. Yeah.
I think it's Dead Man's Chest, dude.
I think it's there too.
Okay, lock it in.
Dead Man's Chest, lock it in.
Bong bong.
All right.
No way.
You want to go Bend It Like Beckham, Doge?
Sure.
You gave us one, we give you one?
Sure do.
Bend It Like Beckham.
Bend
lock it.
It
in.
Bend it, in. As in the fashion of David Beckham. Lock it in.
A bong. Bong. Okay. Two All for right. two. Number one, Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. Number two, Pride and Prejudice. Number three, Atonement.
Oh, should yep. have known that.
Yep.
Number four, The Imitation Game, starring Benedict Cumberbatch. It had like a lot of Oscar nominations.
That's a good movie. But,
you know, say what you will. Say what you will. Kyle, have you seen The Damned United?
No, I have not actually.
That might be tough. So Michael Sheen will be an option for you guys if you wanted to.
Wait, do a different movie. He hasn't seen it.
I will do a different movie.
Haven't seen it.
Right, I'll do a different movie. Here's what we'll just do for now. As I find a movie that I think will be more appropriate, I will just let you guys go ahead and pick anyone from the cast of Ted Lasso. The announcement is mixed reviews in terms of Ted Lasso making another season. As much as we love the feel goodness of it all, as much as we want to believe that it will be good, there's a handful of people, a good heaping handful of people that maybe are discouraged that we're doing it again.
My favorite season of Scrubs was the one after the show ended when they did med school. So
no way.
Yeah, it's great.
Tough. You have to
that
be lying.
Tough. He's definitely lying.
Okay, good. I was like, we don't even talk about that season. Like,
no, it doesn't exist.
You
it
have to stop exist. At eight.
There's really not too many people to choose from. I'm guessing y'all might go the Sudeikis route, but there's also Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, Juno Temple might be worth a shot, but there's not a
Catwoman.
Not a ton. Yeah.
She's not in Catwoman. She's in The Dark Knight Rises.
I feel like Sudeikis is even hard because I just think SNL, because that's the most of my exposure to him was when he was on SNL.
We could swing for Sudeikis.
I'm fine with Sudeikis.
That wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Let's give him a shot.
It's kind of tough. I mean, we already set the bar so high with getting two of Keira Knightley's movies. I mean, certainly Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso in a top four?
I think so, right?
It would be very IMDb to not have it there.
Well, but sure.
But it should be there.
Do we want to swing for it, Kyle? What you
I think so,
the
yeah.
sock? Okay.
I mean, I think it's his most relevant recent thing, I think, for sure. from a size-wise.
You would be shocked to find how often IMDb does not seem to care about that. But yeah, I agree with you. I think it's there.
Yeah.
I think it's there. Let's lock in Ted Lasso.
Theodore Lasso.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one.
Nice.
One. Yeah. Okay.
Number one. Oh, nice.
I think probably We're the Millers is there, right?
That's what I was going to think. We're the Millers. Too.
It's got to be.
I can't think of a motion picture credit he's done since then.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if he's been in a movie since We're the Millers.
We're the Millers.
Has to have been. Yeah. We're the Millers.
Lock it in.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing. Number three. Two for two. Oh,
number three.
Is Sudeikis in Horrible Bosses? Isn't it Bateman?
That's Bateman.
Well, isn't it both?
Two Jasons?
I think so. I think it's Sudeikis, Bateman, and then Charlie Day.
Oh.
Am I wrong about this? No, I think
I haven't seen it, but I remember
I don't remember Sudeikis in there. I remember Bateman in there.
The movie. The poster?
Yeah. I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure we got a Sudeikis.
We could take.
I'll
it.
Go with
we
it. Can yeah.
Take a swing. We could take a peek. We could take a PK at it.
Nice.
We're
locking
kick.
It in.
Yeah, let's go. Horrible.
I need to hear those magic words.
I feel it.
Yep. Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing.
Wow,
number four, nice. Three, four, three. That's five points. You could bomb this last one and still win the game.
Wait, amazing. I think that was only our third guess for Sudeikis, wasn't it?
We got one more guess for Sudeikis.
I know. I meant bomb the last guess of this person. My bad.
Mm. Got it.
Too vague.
I think there's a world. But I don't know if that falls outside of the purview of IMDb.
I've been wondering that.
I think it could be SNL.
I think it could be too.
Let's go.
Yeah. Lock it in.
SNL. Lock it in.
Bong.
Wow.
Number one, Ted Lasso. Number two, this is one we didn't have. Colossal.
Oh,
with Anne Hathaway. It is interesting that that's up here ahead of things like We're the Millers, SNL, and
I guess all 10 people who saw that really loved it.
Big fans. We have 5 points. We only need four to win, but really that means you must get the last one perfect. So what I've done for you is IMDb has also given us a list of soccer players turned actors. Now, these are people that had up to successful high school and even beginnings of like college careers and then became actors. Mm. I'm not going to do like the Diego Maradonas of the world or anything like that show up on this. Zidane shows up on this list. We're not going to do that. I have three that you can choose from here. Sean Connery.
Oh, wow.
Who was a great soccer. Shocker. Are you? Oh, he's saying soccer as Sean Connery. Yeah. Very good. Jeremy Renner, known to be a multi-sport athlete. Soccer was his favorite. And Antonio Banderas.
Ooh.
Who do you think of those three that you would know all of those top credits? Sean Connery, Jeremy Renner, Antonio Banderas.
I'm going to say Banderas because Connery's career spans so much longer that Connery's I just don't
just
know.
Like which James Bonds.
Yeah. And it'd be like some random movie that he did early on in 68 or something that would be on there.
Yeah.
That I just would have never heard of.
Banderas. Do we think, I mean, here's the deal. I could get a couple of good Banderases for myself. There's several Shreks and Spy Kids and Zorros, which I could give. But do we think the world feels the same about these films as I do?
Yeah, he has
Banderas,
some more
Connery,
recent stuff.
Renner.
And there's Jeremy Renner. And it's going to be which Marvel movies are we talking about? Actually, I bet the only Marvel movie in Jeremy Renner's is The Avengers 1.
Agreed.
2012.
If we go Maybe Marvel, I have a lot less exposure. I have a lot less knowledge.
Let me think. Jordan, where are you feeling? Where's your heat on this?
Look, do we want to say Zorro, two Shreks, and a Puss in Boots, or maybe a Spy Kids, perhaps? Or do we want to say Avengers, Hawkeye, The Town, and then some fourth movie that we throw at the wall, like maybe Wind River or something? It's just, which four do we want to lose on is the question with extra credit.
That's a good question.
Extra credit beats us almost every time.
5 points alone is great. That's probably average or a little bit above average.
All right.
We have one whole additional player this time.
I don't need you to do that. Yeah, we have a third brain.
Could also do Beckham. David Beckham if you wanted.
It's going to be which cologne commercials.
Yeah. And his documentaries.
We already bent it like him. I think I would lean probably Renner. It feels like there's too many Shreks, too many Spy Kids, and the one Zorro, I suppose. But I also feel like there's likely going to be something that I've never heard of. And I think at least with Jeremy Renner, I've heard of everything that will be in his top four. That's my only guess.
I'm down for Renner. I think
I'm
we can
trust
get Renner.
You guys. I'm going to go with y'all.
I appreciate that, but
Jeremy
honestly,
Renner,
you should
got to get them all four.
I think we can get him. The Avengers.
The Avengers.
2012. Ever heard of it?
Yeah. Lock that in.
Lock it in.
Lock it in his face.
Bing, 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 bing. Okay. Number four.
Oof.
Oh, number four.
Oof.
I think The Town.
Yeah.
Great movie.
With Ben Affleck. Yeah. I feel like it's there. Let's lock in The Town.
Bing, 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 bing. Number two. Guys, that's 7 points. We're two away from winning extra.
This is what extra credit does.
Credit would be the first win with a guest. Jordan over there in his Hubert Duck.
Never.
Also, Sonic, you are
plotting right now.
That is why you fail, Sonic.
That's your Hubert. My version of Hubert still. I just like the little stinker energy. I'm just such a fan of the like.
It's like Mr. Hog. Like I want you to die.
It's like the duck version of the Calvin and Hobbes peeing on something on the truck. Dude. The sticker.
That's same exactly energy. Right.
Same energy. Sure. Yeah.
That is exactly right.
Jeremy was in some Mission Impossibles.
Going for number one and number three, we have two and four.
Jeremy was also a replacement Matt Damon in the Damonless Born movie.
That's true. I think Wind River, dude.
Wind River is such a good movie. I hope it's here.
It's a great movie.
Wind River.
Wind River.
Lock it in.
I love getting to practice my poker face. You know, I really try not to influence things. I have so much practice with games like Extra Credit because when you play games where you're not supposed to give anything away, like, hey, don't encode names, like, don't give things. Like, I get so high and mighty, be like, y'all need to just straight face. Bing, 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 bing.
Oh,
number nice. Three, all you need to do to win extra credit with Infinity Kyle is guess Jeremy Renner's number one credit on
what
IMDb.
What are we missing?
What a comeback. We've taken like a wonderful what sports arc here. Almost a rainbow that you could say.
What are we missing here that he's most known for?
The Bourne Supremacy?
There's no way, dude.
Called?
I think it might be Infinity War.
Oh.
Wait, or is that the one he's barely in and then Endgame is the one that he's in the most?
Endgame is the one he's in the most when he has his cool new haircut.
Dude, I forgot. That's so good.
He's been through some things, dude.
The hair is cut to show how he's changed.
Sure, yeah.
I think it could be Endgame, dude. Wasn't there a time period where we realized that anybody who was in Endgame had it in their top four? That was like a rule, basically.
They paid for advertising.
It's like one of the biggest on movies IMDb. Of all time, right?
That just makes me so nervous because Renner's been in some real like stinky ones too that people who are not me like.
Right, but we're not, what we're trying to figure out is what is his number one known for. If this was his fourth most known for, then I'd be like, yeah, maybe it's a Bourne or maybe it's something. But I just think as his number one.
You think Endgame over the Hawkeye show on Disney Plus?
For sure, yeah. That I definitely think.
I think so. Because I think Disney Plus is less people have it. So I feel like it's maybe more niche.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
Endgame?
You have convinced me.
Are we all hands in the middle here? Because I don't want to be alone on this. All right.
I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm
in. Endgame.
Endgame. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bong. Bong.
The bong.
Wow. I'll go 4-1. Number 4, The Avengers. Number 3, Wind River. Number 2, The Town. Number 1, The Hurt Locker.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm.
Oscar-nominated performance for him. He had a good little run there. He had 2 in a row with The Town and The Hurt Locker. 2010, 2011.
Jeremy should have been nominated for Wind River. Honestly, Wind River is fantastic.
What a run. Listen, when we have heartbreak like that, I think what we want to do, you just wish it would, like if you lose the Super Bowl, you know, if you lose in the final match of the World Cup in the Champions League, if you lose there, you just want that next time to come, be it 1 year, be it 4 years. So if anything, this gets us reared up and ready for Kyle to come back sometime so that we can get some redemption.
I'm ready.
At least here.
Infinitude, Kyle.
We're not used to losing stuff, so I definitely want to come back and win something.
I don't know that I've ever seen a loss from you guys, at least through your social media.
If you look through our Instagram, you will not see any losses.
Not a singular loss.
I mean, technically, you went 2-for-2 on
some tie.
Hogs.
Yeah, that's good point. I did kind of win the hogs.
That is amazing. Even with Kyle's golden touch, we couldn't pull off extra credit. So it's a bit...
That's a tough one. I like that game, though. It's fun.
It's more of an indictment on Doge and I promise, than it is.
That's true.
I promise. Well, before we say goodbye to Infinity Kyle, I do just want to give you the space to plug and point people towards all of the stuff you have going on, specifically with, I know we've sort of hinted that the Infinity FC social media is phenomenal, but if you want to point people that way and plug anything you want, now is the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, had a great time. Thank you guys for having me on. I would love to be back on, and I would love to have some of our other players come on and maybe, you know, be a little bit better at these games than me, maybe, hopefully. Cool. But our Instagram is at @InfinityFC_DTX. So if you want to follow us and see the dumb stuff that we do every week, please do. We've, you know, had a great time working with you guys with the Lone Striker Showdown in 2023. And we would like to get another one teed up in the near future. So hopefully stay tuned for that. But also we'd love to have you guys come out and do a live reading, live broadcast of one of our games. That's an idea. Maybe I just floated something on the podcast. That's a little bit of a surprise to you guys as well, but I would love to have you guys come out and live commentate one of our matches one day.
That'd be, oh my God.
That'd be really awesome.
That's great. Absolutely. Are there any like rule books so I know what's going on? Like,
It is
you can't use your hands.
You can't use your hands.
Can't use your hands.
Most people running
in the goal.
If you see someone most walking, run. You should probably say, "Hey, that guy shouldn't be walking. He should maybe take a sub or something."
Okay,
that's a good, you know, very.
And now we're talking
keen
sandwich. Like, you should take a big long sandwich.
Take a sub. Yes.
Make sure people tuck their shirts.
Get back on the field. Yeah. But yeah, so follow us on Instagram. We're going to continue doing dumb stuff and funny stuff and try our best to make it worth you taking 4 seconds.
Now, we want you to make sure that you can follow. You're plugging Infinity FC. You don't have to plug two chunks.
I'll plug two chunks. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll plug two chunks.
It sounds like
Infinity
the same
FC.
Pitch. I love. Yeah.
we have a lot of overlap in our outlook and perspective on what we do and what you guys do. So 100%. I think it's a great partnership, but also our sponsors have been awesome. They've done so much for us and been super supportive. That's so really cool. If you're in the market for coffee, go hit up Cultivar in East Dallas. They may have our jerseys for sale on their retail shelves and I believe online as well. So if you'd like to purchase a jersey, let them know. But also we would like to maybe in the future do an in-person movie watch with you guys and maybe have some jerseys and do a giveaway or something. That'd be a fun time. But support Cultivar, East Dallas Coffee, awesome stuff. They've been around for a long time. Lexa, great kit manufacturer. If you want some custom soccer kits, even if you don't want to wear them to a pitch, they make awesome stuff. A lot of different options. Two Chunks and Hunk, obviously. Keep listening. These guys are great. Jack Mason, great watches. Designed in Texas, and they do a lot of awesome collaborations. They've done some stuff with Dr. Pepper recently. So great company. Love their watches. One of our players works for them, and they've been nothing but supportive and really awesome. A big advocate of us and really cool. Share the Infinity message whenever they're out and about in New York and Austin and doing some watch events. So that's been awesome. Soccer Innovations, if anybody that's listening needs good soccer equipment, Soccer Innovations is local to Dallas and nicest people ever. Awesome, awesome equipment. We love their stuff. I don't even buy like kind of major brand soccer balls or equipment anymore. I just go straight to them nowadays because their cool. stuff is just so awesome and comparatively priced. So those are all our sponsors. If you have any interest in coffee, soccer gear, watches, anything like that, podcasting, please support them.
Amazing.
I try. Thank you.
Wow.
I'll do a self-clap too.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. Also, and usually this is the part where maybe we'll sort of like fade out as we're heading to the part of the show where we have business to do
nice.
As a podcast. As we're sort of fading this part into that, this will be the part where I say, Kicking and Screaming would be an amazing movie to watch together.
That is a great idea, like a actually. Yeah.
Just saying.
That is an awesome idea.
I love that.
And then we can watch Severance after.
Yeah, we can go straight from Kicking and Screaming. Straight it's actually... A prequel.
Yeah, White Lotus Marathon right after.
Yes. Welcome to Shout Announcements, the part of the show where we give shout outs. And also, it's the part where we make announcements.
Doing both at the same time.
Also,
and a lot of people hear that we do that and they're like, that is impressive because it's two different skill sets. We're a master at each of them.
At both. That's true. We want to give a huge shout out to Infinity Kyle. Thank you for coming on the show. So much fun. It is wild as particularly a non-sports boy, but just as somebody who has sort of a silly, goofy podcast to find somebody that is so ingrained in like the sports world with the same ethos as Two Chunks of just like, if it is not fun, I do not want to do it.
Yeah.
That is
so good.
A blast, dude. I cannot believe this relationship we've cultivated and how awesome they are. And so please go give them a follow, give them a like, and check out what they're doing. And if you're in the DFW area, go to a game. Go to a game or five or 10 of them. Just they're a blast. And all those guys are just so much fun and really, really do have the time of their lives when they are playing. And so jump on in, get a part of it, become one with the infinite.
Get a part of it.
Get a part of it. Get a part
of it.
Grab a bite.
Of it.
Let's go back to the show.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Spring, bring delirium. I bring delirium of spring delirium.
It brings delirium.
Hear ye, hear me. Bring delirium of spring delirium. It is time for our round of 32. We saw 32 be eliminated last week. And now this week we eliminate 16 looking for new champions. There's a lot of sauce talk over in the Discord. I know we didn't mention that in shout announcements, but if you want to get in that community and give us your opinions, which matter, they're not going to change the bracket kind of matter,
no,
but they matter. Come over there and talk about sauces with us. I want to start with the section, the known for section. That's our section of the bracket that was our fast food restaurants, yeah, or restaurants that have that sauce that we know and love. And we begin with Cane's sauce, mm-hmm, against McDonald's hot mustard. Our normal cadence here will be a 3-2-1, and then you tell me who you believe is the winner. Between Cane's sauce and McDonald's hot mustard, are y'all ready?
Give me a second.
I'm ready. Yeah.
Give me a second. Give me a second.
Pantomime the dip.
Yeah.
Open your tongue. Taste the infinite.
Tip of the tongue. Tell me, Senator.
I'm ready.
3-2-1.
Cane's sauce.
Cane's sauce.
Cane's for both of you.
This is the first time.
Cane's.
This is the first time we've had to kill a mustard.
Yeah, I think I'm.
To kill a mustard, dude.
Yeah.
This vote for Cane's sauce is really more for the people. I think I personally prefer a lot. Hot mustard, but yeah. I think I know that Cane's is not going to beat whatever comes next for me, probably, but Cane's deserves one more day in the sun.
Well, there's so many mustards here, too. Like, if we're.
Yeah, we can cull the mustard. Yeah.
Did I influence you? I don't want to like change the way y'all think because I said
Carter's texting me every single day calling me mustard boy. And it hurts my feelings.
Wow. No. Speaking of who Cane's will be up against next, let's get to that matchup. It's Whataburger spicy ketchup against Chili's honey mustard.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
What a spicy ketchup against Chili's honey mustard. Jordan, are you ready?
I am ready.
3-2-1.
Chili's.
Okay. Chili's honey mustard for Doge. Spicy ketchup for Jordan. Doge, I'm going to let you argue first.
Spicy chup is not usually what I'm reaching for, just in general. I positionally tend to prefer a honey mustard to a spicy chup. And then when you add the brand names on top of it, Whataburger spicy ketchup is good, very vinegary, but it still doesn't beat out Chili's honey mustard for me.
Jordan, arguing for the spicy ketchup.
Spicy chup is what ketchup dreams of being when it's a kid. It wants to become something better and delicious and good. And I think that as the lone representative of actual good ketchup, it is enticing to me. And I do like it.
What
I
are you
like
eating it on?
Particularly. I like it with a tater tot or a breakfast sandwich. If I'm making like a bagel sandwich, I like to do some a drizzle of the spicy chup on it, like a bacon, egg, and cheese with a little spicy chup. I like it. Anything potato based is great with the spicy chup, or like a onion ring, perhaps. Yeah, basically any of the sort of like traditional ketchup fare, but make it spicy, make it better.
I just don't ever.
Yeah, it stands out for me.
Don't ever dip the ketchup stuff in the ketchup. I'm always like, let me upgrade you. Let me dip it in something
else. To me,
else.
That is what spicy ketchup is.
Yeah, that's
to
fair.
To me, spicy ketchup is an upgrade.
That's fair.
Yeah, and I mean, while I'll say, you know, Jordan, the spicy ketchup is an upgrade, and I remember at the Houston Rodeo, I got some really good fries that were kind of a double fry tallow situation. I was like, man, I could really use, but we just had our normal condiment station, right? And I just go for ketchup. And in my mind, I'm specifically thinking, I wish it was a spicy ketchup.
Always.
If there was a Tabasco over here and I'm making the spicy ketchup, I think so often what I want it to be is just taking a normal ketchup and putting something spicy in it. But all that to say, spicy ketchup moves on.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Whataburger spicy ketchup. I've just been, you know, I've been looking forward to try something different and compliment the one that I'm going to have move on.
Yeah. Mm.
Somebody called me out on Instagram and they were right. They said it was like 0 and 235 for the one that Carter compliments first.
Yeah.
But now it's 1 and 236. Our next one is Chewy's Jalapeno Ranch. I said sex for sure, didn't I?
230 sex.
Oh, what you know about that afternoon delight? Jalapeno Ranch Chewy's. Chewy's Jalapeno Ranch against Chick-fil-A Honey Mustard.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Easy, will mustard easy, make easy, it to the next
easy,
round?
Easy, easy, easy.
3, 2, 1.
Jalapeno Ranch.
Jalapeno Ranch.
I mean, it is... it's a favorite, I think, to go pretty far.
I love it when you
pretty sweet jalapeno ranch.
Two honey mustards just lost, but
yeah. Oh, they were. It's
that's how it goes.
Yeah, it's the matches, man. That jalapeno ranch.
Three mustards just lost.
Two honey mustards is what I meant. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
two honey mustards.
What I, mustard, said, but my bad, what I meant was two honey mustards just lost.
Mustards. No mustard here on the next one. Our last matchup here for the known fours is the Taco Bell Fire Sauce against Domino's Garlic and Herb.
Mm.
I'm ready.
I am too.
3, 2, 1.
Taco Bell Fire Sauce.
Yeah,
Fire Sauce.
Fire Sauce is great. I think I cannot remember how hot Fire Sauce actually is.
Not.
I didn't think so. Yeah, I don't know what it is about that one. And I don't think it does it lose flavor? It can't be. It's made it into the Sweet 16.
Does it lose flavor?
I'm just
going
to have to go to Taco Bell, I think.
What are you asking?
Like, it's like going from hot, so mild hot. You know how sometimes when things get too hot,
I thought you meant the fire
they don't
sauce.
Taste yeah, anything
when it,
but
when
hot.
When it touches air, it reacts with the oxygen and all the flavor disappears. It just becomes a tasteless
Diablo
paste.
Sauce used to be a little tasteless and just sort of hot to me at Taco Bell, but man. Fire sauce has a flavor.
Man, I haven't had it's Taco delicious. Bell yeah. in far too long.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It really has been too long. Maybe that's what I'm going to do today. Speaking of the hot sauces, let's get up to that bracket. Mm. We'll start with... Oh, and a little tease here to the Sweet 16. No, I'll do that at the end.
Before we get into hot sauces, I just want you guys to know I'm back on my Tapatio business. I hadn't had Tapatio in the fridge for a while. I picked some up at the grocery store, and there's nothing that I've eaten in the last week that I've not at least considered putting Tapatio on.
Phenomenal.
I do love the Tapatio.
Tapatio. El Yucateco, though, here for our first matchup. The chili habanero.
Yeah.
That is the green sauce. That's one of those that I think maybe not everyone on this podcast had had before.
Sure.
It was fun to share this bracket because a couple of these boys were going shoppings, the food shoppings, and wanted to maybe pick up some things they hadn't had yet. But El Yucateco, chili habanero against Crystal, the winner of the Louisiana part of the bracket there. Beat Louisiana hot sauce for the Louisiana representative. Crystal against El Yucateco. Do we know what we want?
Yeah.
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
Crystal.
That makes me happy. I don't know. It does feel like Louisiana hot tends to be a part of the discourse, like the conversation around like a Louisiana hot sauce. I'm so glad that Crystal is making it this far.
I love a Crystal.
We've got a matchup here that I have seen share a table often. Cholula. And Valentina is our next matchup.
Yeah, I'm ready too.
This would be hard for me. I'm kind of hoping y'all aren't on different sides. Cholula against Valentina. 3, 2, 1.
Valentina.
Okay.
Why don't you come on over Valentina?
Valentina makes it on to the next round. Tapatio, the aforementioned, against... Sriracha.
I'm ready
against
too.
Tapatio. 3, 2, 1.
Tapatio.
Sriracha. No.
Oh boy, this is hard. Doge got to go first last time. Jordan,
hey,
sing for me.
Go ahead and pick it. Sriracha. Go ahead and pick sriracha. I know you want to.
Okay. You just don't want to argue?
No, I just know we're going to talk and you're going to be like, and it's really cool that we can still be friends and have such different opinions. Sriracha moves on.
Jordan, argument for sriracha.
Sriracha does something that not a lot of other sauces do, which it occupies this sort of like Tapatio-esque space, but
it also is more of like a chili flavor and less of like a traditional hot sauce flavor. And I think that it kind of stands on its own. There's a lot of sriracha copycats out there that try and do similar things, but it has such a unique heat. Sriracha has almost like what I would call like a sharp heat. It's like a front of tongue heat that I really appreciate. But it just goes on so many things. It gives us delicious topping for avocado toast or just avocados in general. If you make any sort of like fried rice or rice-based Asian dish, I'm dumping sriracha in there. That's a guarantee. Doesn't matter if it's orange chicken or something that doesn't traditionally have sriracha. Sriracha is going in there. It is a flavor enhancer kind of on its own level to me. Sriracha has become like, it in what feels like a very rapid way, but really has been over a long time, has become sort of this like, it's everywhere sauce. In a way that feels like it should have taken it 50 years to do.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Doge, Tapatio.
I'm back in the honeymoon phase with Tapatio. We lost touch. We reconnected. I saw their picture on the internet. I sent them a text, said, hey, what's up? And they said, nothing much. Let's hang out. And it's great. I'm loving it.
You up?
I'm remembering why I loved it in the first place.
Delish. It's really cool that we can still be friends and disagree about things.
Have such different opinions.
Sriracha moves on. Shout out. In terms of the copycats of the world, Trader Joe's kind of doing their own thing over there with sriracha. Green and red. And very good. Both of
Yellow
them.
Bird.
The dragon sauce. I don't remember what they call it.
Green dragon rips.
That
green dragon is so good. Yellow bird has a blue agave sriracha. That will, it'll knock your pants off.
Sprouts store brand sriracha is like has a slight agave sweetness to it. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful.
Oh, I love that. Yellow bird on the tip of the tongue, much like that sriracha heat. Yellow bird serrano.
Ooh.
In this last hot sauce matchup against, don't tell anybody, secret aardvark. Yellow bird serrano. Against secret aardvark. It's the greatest gift in terms of making a bracket that ends up having matchups like this. It's the greatest gift to see my friends' faces as if they were told, like, hey, it's going to be your wife or
your
pet
again. Yeah.
You know, you're going to lose someone you love. It's going to be really hard. Yellowbird serrano against secret aardvark. Do we know?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Yellowbird serrano.
Oh, nice. I thought we were going to be on opposite sides of this one.
In the same tone, too. I think both of you were probably thinking the same thing. I have not had it. I've got to have it. I recognize that this was not a Yellowbird original here that I had had before.
Again, it's got like a cucumber, lime sort of like sweetness to it.
A refreshing.
Mm-hmm. It's like citrusy. It's so good.
It's on around the world, man.
So much stuff.
Everything. Breakfast is such a good sauce part of the day, isn't it?
Yes.
There's so much you can do. So many of these that we're putting stuff on our breakfast foods. Pizza is also such a great vessel for so many of these.
Mm-hmm.
International, we have salsa against marinara.
Yep,
salsa against marinara.
Yeah, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Salsa.
Salsa.
Yeah.
Gotta be
a salsa.
That's
pretty easy. Next up, we have sweet and sour against chimichurri.
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
A chimichurri.
Sounds like a Pokemon, doesn't it? Chimichurri?
A little bit.
Chimichurri is decadent. Mm. A good chimichurri will change everything. Next up, we have soy sauce against mole.
Yep, ready.
As well.
Soy sauce against mole. 3, 2, 1.
Mole. Mole. Yeah, it's mole.
Doge, you go first.
Soy sauce for its sheer utility. Nothing does what soy does. I put soy on much more than I'm putting mole on. And I don't know. I wanted to pick soy sauce. Me choose soy. Me want soy to go far. Me like soy. Me choose soy.
Me like soy. Soy. You choose soy.
Jordan? I'll say it again. Said it last time. Say it again. Mole is sexy, dude. There's hardly any sauce that is just like, oh my God. It tastes erotic to eat mole. It is spicy. It is sweet. It is rich. It is delicious. I love mole. I agree with you, Doja. I feel like I don't eat mole enough, and I do wish I did more often. It sort of like leaves me wanting more every time. Love mole.
The three of us do have what I would say are similar palates, man.
Mm. Yeah.
But in the sauce world, I guess that's the great differentiator here.
It's like a fingerprint.
It's a fingerprint, and mine is nearly completely aligned with Jordan in this round.
No.
Not always, by the way.
It's that
But we've got to do Mole moves on. Our last of the international side of our bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Harissa. Harissa explains it all.
Yeah.
Against
she stole from
pesto. Her. Pesto against Harissa. Harissa. Mm.
Yeah.
We ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Pesto.
Pesto. Yeah, pesto for sure. Yeah, both had like a You had like a hand for that.
You have to.
You had a little
pesto.
Pesto.
Yeah, pesto's so good, dude. I know we don't typically eulogize or aggrandize the ones that don't fight, but
what a word.
Dude, pesto is...
Pesto is, you heard it here first, yummy.
Herbalicious definition, make Jordan
make
go loco.
Make Jordan go pesto.
Make Jordan go pesto. Our final section of the bracket. To round out the Sweet 16, we're starting with a mustard matchup for the millennia.
Wow. Mm.
Yellow mustard
love
against
it.
Dijon.
Yep.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Dijon.
Yellow mustard.
Do we need to argue, Carter?
No. Yellow mustard moves on. Oh, I just want it so bad for you, Doge. But you keep saying the wrong one. You keep saying the wrong one. I'll text you on the next one. I'll text you for what to say.
Yeah. I'm looking at an old version of the Google Doc. I don't think I have the updates to this episode's script. I'm reading the... this is a V1. So I think we're recording V2.
Next matchup. Rico's cheese against... Buffalo sauce.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah, let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Buffalo sauce.
Buffalo. Buffalo sauce. I'm going to have to agree with Jordan on that one. Our next matchup, perhaps my favorite to say of the entire bracket, Sweet Baby Ray Golden Mustard Barbecue Sauce. Mustard golden ray.
This
baby.
Really feels like we snuck in something that does not belong in this section of the bracket, but I'm okay with it.
Against honey mustard.
Oh.
I'm ready.
I don't think Jordan's ready.
I'm ready.
He's trying to
sweet baby.
He's trying to think which one you're gonna let him choose. That's why it's sure. So long.
Stop for just a second. Tell me that you honestly believe in an opinion-based game, I'm saying anything other than my heart.
No, absolutely not. I don't believe that at all.
Against honey mustard. Sure. 3, 2, 1.
Honey mustard.
Honey mustard.
Honey mustard. I thought you were going to say sweet baby Ray.
I love the sweet baby Rays, but honey mustard as an entire like genre of sauce is just too powerful.
That's like, do you feel like you put that barbecue sauce up against its dad? Because it is a descendant of honey mustard.
It really is.
Yeah. Do you think like, Because honey mustard obviously isn't coming first. Other things must exist before we have honey mustard.
Yeah.
Do you think the Saucier collective of the world had the whole thing when you like see an invention and you're like, why didn't I think of that? Really? That's all we could have done? And now it's like changing the world?
It probably started similar to the Dorito taco, where people are just like, what are you doing? Why are you putting those together? That's not how it goes.
It just feels so obvious now, doesn't it? Our final matchup for the round of 32, we have cranberry sauce against Fridge Ranch.
Crazy how many of these I didn't vote for, and they're here again.
Cranberry. Cranberry against Fridge Ranch. 3, 2, 1.
Ranch.
Fridge Ranch.
Fridge Ranch.
I sent a picture in the Discord of that jalapeno ranch that we were talking about last week. Get some. It is so good.
That'll be the number one call to arms that gets people over to our Discord.
Yeah, Jordan's selling fridge picks.
Yeah, that's true.
Fridge picks. That's amazing. Our round of Sweet 16 will be Crystal Hot Sauce against Valentina. Sriracha against Yellow Bird Serrano.
Oh my God.
Oof.
Cane Sauce against Whataburger Spicy Ketchup. Jalapeno Ranch against Taco Bell Fire Sauce.
Well, mix them. No, mix them. Put them together. Make one super sauce.
For real. For real. Salsa against Chimichurri.
Wow.
Mole against pesto, yellow mustard against buffalo sauce, classics of
wow.
I mean, and then honey mustard against Fridge Ranch. It only
Without
gets harder.
Even thinking, I could do every single one of these right now in about 2 minutes. Just burn straight through.
Amazing.
I mean, do you want to do them right now? No.
I would. I would.
That's it for today. For Spring Delirium. Wow. We will get down to, the next time that we play, we will get down to the Elite Eight. We'll have two rounds from 16 to 8. We'll get down to the final four. My bad.
Yeah.
16 to 8 to 4.
It's also
sauce bracket
for this podcast episode. Wow. Which ends a little something like this. I'd like for each of us to say our name and take two of these sauces. You have inspired me with your thoughts.
Yeah.
Take two of these sauces, combine them into something better, more stronger, more powerful.
Dang.
Wow.
Any of them? Or any of the ones that have made the Sweet 16?
Let's keep it to the ones that have made the Sweet 16. I think that's a little bit interesting.
So in review, Crystal, Valentina, Sriracha, Yellowbird Serrano, Cane's, Whataburger Spicy Ketchup, Jalapeno Ranch, Taco Bell Fire Sauce, Salsa, Chimichurri, Mole, Pesto, Yellow Mustard, Buffalo Sauce, Honey Mustard, Franch. Fridge Ranch.
For two chunks and a hunk, I'm Jordan. I do think I'm going to combine Yellow Mustard and Crystal.
Ooh.
Crustard.
Crustard. Yellow Mistle. I think that... I think that they're both a little like vinegar heavy, both a little tangy, but that spice on there, I have a good feeling about dipping some fried catfish into some Crystal.
I like it.
Which is French's Crystal.
Yeah.
Crystal.
Crystal.
Yeah.
It's got to be French's Crystal. Yellow.
Obviously. Mustard. Obviously. I'm Doge, and I'm here with an exciting update for you. This summer, Raising Cane's is honoring its Baton Rouge, Louisiana roots with an exclusive collaboration with Crystal Hot Sauce. We're making spicy cane sauce, and we're selling that with all of our box combos. Me and Todd Graves been talking about it. The dog said we should do it, so we're going to do it. I think that would be delicious.
That would be delicious. I want lunch now. I think sometimes I can talk myself into like 10 a.m.
That's
like
that's lunchtime.
It's noon somewhere.
Maybe it's lunchtime at work. 11 is for sure because something about grading those papers, burning them calories. I get hungry, real hungry at 11. I'm like I can have lunch.
Hey, that works.
chicken fans, I think, on this podcast. Fried chicken fans.
We love chicken.
And no one's really asking for like just a dry wing. So I'm going to say that often we're going to have like a tender. We just want a chicken tender. And it so happens that I intentionally ordered too much jalapeno ranch on DoorDash. And I did have to happen. I did happen to have and have to happen. A really good buffalo sauce. I'm going to put some buffalo sauce in Chewy's jalapeno ranch.
I don't hate it.
And get those Just Bear nuggies.
Yeah.
Toss those boys, dip those boys, dunk those boys in that. I think that would be a fun experience. An experience that, you know, have had iterations before. I've had ranch and buffalo before, but jalapeno ranch, usually I'm not trying to touch it. Chewy's jalapeno ranch is golden just
but
by
if you
itself.
Got extra,
but let's
if you got a surplus.
If you got a little extra, you know, buffalo's not going to mess anything up. Let's give it a shot. I think I even put a tortilla chip in there.
I wonder how sriracha would be with a jalapeno ranch base instead of just a regular ranch base, like jalapeno
sriracha pino.
That's what they call me.
When the moon hits your eye, like a big pizza pie. Sriracha pino.
It feels so out of the context of fitting that song in the first place, but it felt perfect at the same time.
It's a good point if you think about it.
Ranchapino.
And that's a podcast.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.